That's right. This is Monitor 68, and I'm Jack Haskell, sitting in for vacationing Ed McMahon. All through this weekend, we'll be presenting on-the-spot reports from the Bob Hope Golf Classic at Bermuda Dunes Country Club in Palm Desert, California. And from Europe, reports on the upcoming Winter Olympics in Grenoble, France. Just ahead, we'll be talking with the King of Cowboys, Roy Rogers, and his wife, Dale Evans. But first, Monitor Music. Here are the Ray Charles Singers.
I can see it now. I can see it now. I can see a golden day. And it's not too far away. I can see it now. I can see it now.
The first name that came to mind when you heard the word cowboy, you'd probably say Roy Rogers. After all, he's known as King of the Cowboys, and he, along with his wife Dale Evans, have been top box office in the Western movie field for a long time. Their current project is an upcoming appearance as host and hostess on the NBC TV color cast of the Kraft Music Hall on February 14th, and it's a real pleasure to welcome both of them to Monitor. Welcome aboard, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Well, thank you so much.
Nice to be with you. Well, Roy, being known as King of the Cowboys, I know that you weren't really born in the far West. Where were you born?
I was born in Ohio. I was raised on a farm out of Portsmouth, about 12 miles.
What was your original ambition? Was your ambition to be a cowboy or to be a cowboy?
No, I just went out to California to visit my sister. We hadn't seen her for about 6 years, and I was working in a shoe factory in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And saved up enough dollars we thought we could make it to California, so we just headed west. And it took us 2 weeks to go on an old 1923 Dodge sedan.
I want to jump ahead in this story just a minute. Dale, are you a Western girl?
Yes. Oddly enough, most people think that Roy's a Texan and I'm the Yankee.
Right.
That's right. But I was born down in Uvalde, Texas, and of course I've always had sort of a yen for things Western, always. And I moved to Chicago, and I was on radio in Chicago.
Right.
And went from there to the coast. Speaking of that old Dodge that Roy just told you about, you know, we have that old Dodge still.
Is that in the museum
at Apple Valley. Uh-huh.
I think that's great. I want to ask you something, though, Dale. Where did you meet Roy?
Well, actually, I met Roy first at Edwards Air Force Base during the last World War, and he was there with the Sons of the Pioneers. And I was there doing a single,
uh-huh.
you know, a camp show.
Uh-huh.
And then we were both, as a matter of fact, I wasn't under contract to Republic at that time. I was on the Chase and Sanborn Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, I was put under contract at Republic and made about 9 pictures that were sort of B-musicals and hayseed musicals, things like that. And then Mr. Yates saw Oklahoma, and then I got on a horse.
Just like that, huh?
Is that just like that?
Took her a long time to settle down on that horse. You never saw so much daylight in your life.
Well, Roy, I want to know exactly how it happened that you did learn a little bit about horses and about the whole Western, as they say today, bag.
Uh-huh.
Where did you learn this? Not on a farm in Ohio.
No. Basically, after I got into California, I organized the Sons of the Pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't buy a job in 1930, 31, 32. So I got on a radio station. I was raised on a farm, and our entertainment in the evenings was sitting around and playing guitars and singing amongst the family.
Right.
And we had square dances every other Saturday night or so at one of the neighbors' houses, and I learned to call square dances and sing and play guitar and a mandolin and a bass. We barnstormed all over New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas, and after we came back, we joined Peter Potter and the Stafford sisters. Joe Stafford was one of the sisters at that time and a group at, on KNX, in fact, in Los Angeles. And we were there when I signed up at Republic. I heard that they were looking for a new cowboy, and I saddled my guitar and went out there.
Well, I know now that you have a ranch out, where is it, in the valley? Is that the...
Apple Valley.
Apple Valley,
uh-huh.
Right. And I know that you have quite a bunch of children running around, and I know that people listening would like to know a little bit about it.
Just one left at home.
You only have one?
We have five married.
Five married.
12 grandchildren.
Boy, that's great.
Well, we have some thoroughbred horses out at the ranch, and... some Palominos and Trigger Jr.'s at the museum. And old Trigger, as you know, passed away 2.5 years ago.
Yes,
and
I know.
I just didn't have the heart to put him in the ground. So I had him mounted, rearing on his hind legs, and put a beautiful silver saddle on him and put him in the museum there at Apple Valley.
He is just gorgeous. You just can't imagine. And he looks as if he could just jump down and take off out in the desert.
Well, Roy and Dale, we want to thank you very much for being here with us on Monitor, and we'll be looking forward to your Kraft Music Hall appearance on February 14th.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's been nice to be with you.
Thank you, Dale. And now here's Perry Como with a new one, The Father of Girls.
When you're the father of boys, are you worried? When you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you pray. From the time of diaper and pin, till the time they cry, don't come in, till the time you've got them in white. Yeah.
are tuned to Monitor 68 at 19 minutes after the hour. Just ahead, we'll hear from Dr. Joyce Brothers, who has some observations on unidentified flying objects and the people who believe in them. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Sterling Yates. If you're a bargain hunter, you'll enjoy tracking down the quarry on my show and sell weekdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WNBC. Now, whether you're in the market as a bear or a bull, you'll enjoy the trading on my show and sell. So listen and call mornings from 10 to 11. Anything's fair game.
Hi, folks. This is Obie Benson of the Four Tops. And this is Larry Payton, also of the Four Tops. And we're here right now to bring you some good news about a great place, your YMCA. That's where you'll find fun fitness for the whole family. If you're nervous, you can just wash away your worries in your YMCA swimming pool. That's right. You can relax and keep fit, because swimming is a great all-year-round body condition. There's plenty more at the Y for you. Call your YMCA and find out all about it. Do it now, huh?
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Jack Haskell here as Monitor 68 continues with the Anita Kerr Singers presenting a study in cause and effect. All this he does to me. Unidentified flying objects. Whether or not you do may reveal a great deal about your character, according to Dr. Joyce Brothers.
It's been 20 years since the first man on Earth saw the first flying saucer. Since then, many more have been sighted, and Earthmen claim not only that they've talked to men from Venus and Mars, but even that they've been for rides in their spacecraft. Do you believe it? Whether or not you do, studies show, depends not so much on what you've seen as on the kind of person you are. Some people spend most of their nights on their roofs scanning the skies for unidentified flying objects. Others wouldn't believe in the existence of UFOs if one were to land at their feet. The man who refuses to believe in flying saucers expects his environment to make sense. If what happens isn't logical, then he ignores it. He molds his world with his own mind. This is true not only of flying saucers, but of everything in his environment. He shapes and controls what happens to him. He never falls in love at first sight, for instance, and certainly not with the wrong woman. He thinks things out and looks ahead. He asks himself if the woman he loves today will be a good mother to his children tomorrow. He may even study her skin and bone structure in order to predict how she'll age. He's equally as cautious in choosing a career. Not for him the uncertain future of the artist, actor, or poet. He prepares for sales or engineering, dentistry or medicine, carefully assuring himself of a lifetime of security. This man is an internalizer who insists on being the master of his fate. Quite the opposite is the externalizer, who believes that fate is his master. Fate rules his life and cannot be controlled. Even if he's never seen a flying saucer, he'll worry that one will land on his head. He believes that everything good or bad that happens to him comes from outside. He is not in control. He falls in love with the wrong woman, but it's not his fault. She just happened to be there. He drifts into a vocation and finds out later that it has no future. Most people are neither externalizers nor internalizers. They're adapters who realize full well that the best laid plans of men and mice oft go astray and live cheerfully with that knowledge. They plan ahead but make allowances for the accidents, both good and bad, that may force them to change their preconceived ideas. They're always ready to take what comes and adjust to it. This includes flying saucers. They'll believe one when they see one. In the meantime, they have more down-to-earth matters to think about. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Very interesting. But I did notice that Dr. Brothers didn't say whether or not she believes in UFOs. A program note here. Tomorrow, Meet the Press will be a special one-hour edition. Guests will be Secretary of State Dean Rusk and Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara. On NBC television, it's seen from 1 to 2 p.m., and it's heard on NBC Radio 6:05 to 7 p.m. Both times, Eastern Standard. That's Meet the Press tomorrow.
Just keep tuned
to Now Frank Chaxfield with one of the songs from Dr. Doolittle, After Today. You're listening to Monitor 68, covering the USA from border to border and coast to coast. Our friends around Garden City, Kansas, hear us on station KIUL. Now, a word from all our NBC affiliates, and then more of Monitor.
Hi, this is Joe Garagiola, reminding you that Monitor will bring you highlights of the Bob Hope Desert Classic Golf Tourney this weekend on NBC Radio.
Have we been invaded by the Martians? Watch Flying Saucers on the Sunday Film Festival at 11:30. That's tomorrow night at 11:30 on Channel 4, New York. Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
This is Monitor 68, extending its sympathy to 27-year-old Thomas Whaley of Chester, England, who has something of a transportation problem. This week, he was legally banned from driving an automobile for 3 years, in addition to the 21 years he was ruled off the highways on a previous occasion. The charges included driving while unlicensed, driving an uninsured vehicle, and failure to pay the road tax. So if you're driving a car in Chester, England in the year 1992 and you pick up a 51-year-old hitchhiker, that's Thomas Whaley going back to get his license. Joe Harnell, theme to Candies. Now, Dionne Warwick sings Valley of the Dolls.
Oh, Go north or south, go east or west, just get in your car and we'll head for the best. Wherever you are, you'll find Monitor on NBC.
This is Jack Haskell for Monitor 68, minding the store while Ed McMahon is on vacation. Get this half hour underway. Here are the Johnny Man Singers with some good advice. Don't look back.
If it's love that you're running from, there's no hiding place in front of me. So there's problems, I know, but they're problems we just have to face. If you just put your hand in mine,
forget.
What?
To call your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When is Valentine's Day?
Next, Monitors Ring Around the World, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. And in a minute, an evaluation of President Johnson's prestige at the end of this week's news from Southeast Asia. First, this message.
This is Al Cap for the defense of the roller skate. All roller skates aren't bad. There are good skates, you know. But it's always the roller skate that massacres the mailman or sends the meter reader reeling. What about the garden hose? What about the dog that wakes up biting? Well, whether it's the roller skate or the garden hose, your best protection is a homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, in case the mailman or the meter reader want to meet you again in court. It'll protect your house and your possessions, too, in case of fire and theft and other such nastiness, and all at one low package price. Good idea? Then phone your State Farm agent about his homeowner's policy right now. And watch out for that blasted roller skate in the hall.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now here's Ray Shearer, NBC News, Washington.
The key to the president's being reelected in November is thought by most experts to depend largely on what happens in Vietnam. If the war is over by November, the president would, of course, have no problem. But what if the war is going no better than it is now? For some months, the president has been nurturing the impression that the war is being won, that progress is being made. In short, that the American effort in Vietnam is a success, for shortly thereafter, Mr. Johnson's ratings rose in the confidence polls. Then came the Pueblo incident and the administration's frustration in seeking release of the crew by North Korea. Coming on top of this, as they did, the Viet Cong raids in the cities of South Vietnam have shaken the mood of cautious optimism the president was building. One question being pondered in this always politically oriented capital this weekend is, what is the political effect of all this in the United States? Republicans were quick to charge that the administration had deliberately misled the people about Viet Cong's strength. Some administration partisans answered that the effects of what happened during the week were being exaggerated, that what we were really seeing was the enemy's last gasp, something like the kamikaze phase of the war against Japan in 1945. President Johnson called the Viet Cong military offensive a complete failure and said they had also failed to gain a psychological victory. He said this will call for no change in our basic strategy. Such was the administration's stiff upper lip. But there is a feeling that unless the Viet Cong attacks can be shown to be their death rattle, the president has suffered some damage.
NBC News correspondent Ray Shearer at the White House. Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this and other countries. This report has been brought to you also by Newsweek magazine. Newsweek magazine has always been meticulous about separating fact from opinion, making sure that the only opinions expressed in its pages are signed opinions. And more these days, Newsweek is encouraging its correspondents and editors to write pieces under their own names that spring from highly personal experience or observation. The personal truth. One more reason why Newsweek has become the world's most quoted news weekly. This week and every week, from now on, read Newsweek. With a new one, Kiss Me Goodbye. 3 minutes from now, we'll have a report from Palm Desert, California, on the latest from the Bob Hope Golf Classic. So don't go away. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hello, this is Jim Gerhardt, and I'm outgoing. Well, anyway, my calls are.
Hello?
Is this the model agency?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to know, please, how much it would cost to have a model for a radio show.
What would she be doing?
Just standing around. It's in a studio that people come by. Sort of nice window dressing. I would like the rates, please.
How long would you need him to stay?
Well, about 2 hours a day.
Well, 50 for 2 hours.
$50? Gosh, that's kind of steep. If I get a smaller girl, is it less, or...
No.
How about an ugly girl?
Would you...
Jim Gerhart, 2 to 4 p.m. weekdays on WNBC. Try putting me on.
You know why we reject people who are trying to join the Peace Corps to cop out? Because they'll probably cop out in the Peace Corps. Right, the Peace Corps. Washington, D.C.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
This is Monitor 68. I'm Jack Haskell. And here's David Rose in the orchestra with TV theme music. High Chaparral. Musical word of the wise.
Stay right here on NBC.
Next, Monitor Golf, the Bob Hope Desert Classic, brought to you by Plymouth, where the beat goes on, with the second annual Win You Over sale.
You're listening to Petula Clark. For your Plymouth dealer's second annual Win You Over sale. Back again, and even better. Back with big savings on 11 new specially equipped Plymouth. Featuring an extra special Fury two-door fast top. With vinyl covered roof. Fender skirts. White walls. Deluxe wheel covers, and lots more. All at specially reduced prices.
And the beat goes on!
See your Plymouth dealer now during the second annual Win You Over sale. He's featuring special savings on 11 specially equipped Plymouths. Now, following a six-second pause for switching, a live report from the Bob Hope Golf Classic at Bermuda Dunes Country Club.
This is Frank Dill at the 18th green of the Bermuda Dunes Country Club in Palm Springs. The fourth round of the Bob Hope Desert Classic is well underway. Most of the players have now completed their first nine holes today, and our leader at this moment out on the course, having completed 11 holes of play, Tom Weisskopf, the youngster from Columbus, Ohio. He's nine under par. He's picked up two shots on par today. One stroke behind in second place through 12 holes is Bruce Devlin at eight under par. Then, at 7-under, Arnold Palmer, who has played even par through the first nine. Also at 7-under, Gabe Brewer through 14 holes. Tied at 6-under par, three strokes off the pace, Billy Casper, Lee Trevino, Bob McAllister, and Miller Barber. At 5-under par, George Knutson and Harold Henning. The weather is beautiful, the crowd is colorful in typical Southern California attire. And a little earlier, we talked to the man who is probably the most colorful golfer of the tour, Doug Sanders.
Doug, I wonder if first you'd describe your outfit for our NBC Monitor audience.
Well, Frank, I don't know. Pardon me that you might have better adjectives to describe it, but as you can probably see, I have on a pink sweater with a maroon shirt with a pink glove and pink and a plum beautiful shoe, as the name of it, I think, goes, with pink slacks.
Oh, and
then of course, I won't show you my undershorts, but they're pink, too.
Since the first round, when you had 77, you played very well. A 77 was on which course?
Well, I played over La Quinta the first day. Frank, I just never got organized, never made a birdie, and I've been practicing a good bit and trying to get my game in pretty good shape, but as a rule, it always takes me about this time of the year to get started. But I tell you that normally speaking, in November and December, I try to get a little bit more rest, a little bit more practice, but this year I have just gone all the way up to the first of the year, so it's probably just take me a few more weeks to get started. But actually, yesterday I played extremely well over at Indian Wells, but I just didn't make any putts. And, of course, it's not too conducive to good scoring unless you can make a lot of putts.
The last 2 years you've been great. Of course, you won this tournament the year before last, and then last year just lost it by a stroke, as I recall, to Tom Neoporti. So you like these golf courses, yeah?
Well, I think the golf courses are all in excellent shape, and plus the fact it's a type of the terrain and a type turf that I really enjoy, you know, playing off of. You normally have a little wind, the wind blows, so I've always been a fortunate person to be able to maneuver the ball and keep the ball down a good bit in case the wind does blow. But this year has been absolutely, as you can see, just gorgeous here each and every day, so that I know they've had, you know, big crowds, and people have seen a lot of good golf. I'm just sorry that I'm not right there, but of course there's a couple more days to go.
Good luck, Doug.
Thank you, Frank.
This is Frank Dill reporting for Monitor Sport.
We'll have additional reports from the Bob Hope Desert Classic throughout the weekend on Monitor, brought to you by Plymouth, where the Win You Over beat goes on. And the Plymouth beat is going on at a record-smashing pace. And your Plymouth dealer is out to keep this momentum going. That's why he's having his second annual Win You Over sale. Right now, he's featuring great deals for you on special Plymouth Furies, Satellites, Barracudas, and Valiants. Of course, they're decked out with special equipment at specially reduced prices. Get big savings on the success cars. See your Plymouth dealer during his second annual Win You Over sale.
Remember a Christmas morning long ago, the frosted glass, the dancing snow, the happy time.
Remember the painted horse, the carousel, the chocolate kiss.
Remember the day you found the dollar bill or roll the
The Strawberry Street Singers with The Happy Time. What woman wants an air freshener her husband won't even notice? Well, the chances are you do. Renewsit Air Fresheners, so lightly and pleasantly scented that husbands and friends notice the difference they make, not the fragrance. That's because Renewsit Air Fresheners remove unpleasant odors instead of masking them. Clears stuffy air in seconds. Five spring-like fragrances to choose from, and all at a surprisingly low budget-coddling price. Renewsit Air Fresheners with the Good Housekeeping Seal. Sunshine Days, the musical weather report by Dick Glasser and Company. On Monitor 68. Pinch hitting for your regular host, Ed McMahon, I'm Jack Haskell.
Keep tuned to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Go ahead.
Monitor New York and predictions for the future.
What is your prediction?
My prediction is that all these alligators nestling in these sewers are going to rise up and invade.
Monitor New York. Heart transplants. A doctor's opinion.
Dr. Friedman, you are saying that the heart transplant operations are really experimental.
They are experimental, absolutely.
Monitor New York. A professor's view of the draft.
Professor Braun, why did you turn your card into the Justice Department?
In support of the young men who turned their cards in protest against the war.
Monitor New York, a comedian, Dayton Allen.
Do you know what Monitor New York is?
Oh, yes. It's a guy that stands in a classroom and tells you you can't go out because the cars are there.
Monitor New York, enjoyment all weekend, every weekend. Join Big Wilson, Lee Leonard, Bill Mazur, and me, Wayne Howell, your Monitor New York host. On WNBC. Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.